domestic news now, and more than half of all private rental properties inspected last year did not initially meet legal standards. The figures provided by the Department of Housing here show that out of 62,000 properties inspected by local authorities, 37,000 did not meet the necessary standards during a first inspection. John Mark McCafferty is the Chief Executive of Threshold, the housing charity, and he joins me now on the line. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What's your reaction to this data? It seems that some of the problems identified included standards or substandards relating to heating, ventilation, natural light, fire safety, electricity, the works.
Yeah, we welcome the increased number of inspections, but we're not surprised at the figures, because more than half of properties inspected by local authorities have failed since 2012. So that's quite the track record. And also, in terms of standards, at Threshold, it's a common challenge facing many renters and their families who we advise. It tends to be number three or number four of the most common issues that we're dealing with. And, you know, examples include dampness in the home, inadequate ventilation, poor insulation. But I guess, why is this important? It means that poor standards like that can cause or make worse both physical and mental health problems in the home, and can make for unsafe homes for people and for children. And that's why we in Threshold have been looking for probably a different approach for how we oversee and ensure standards. We have been for many years looking for a kind of an NCT private rented property.
And before we come to that, but just digging a little bit into the detail, it seems that a total of 210 prohibition notices, which legally bar someone from renting out property to renters, was issued that year. That seems to be quite a low figure in the overall context. Does that suggest that most of the problems identified by the inspectors from local authorities were pretty easy to resolve?
Yeah, the challenge with this inspection is you can fail for something that's you know, innocuous or relatively innocuous, shall we say, or you could be failing for multiple breaches of the codes. So it's a kind of pass fail. It's not graded. I guess the other concern is kind of the extent of follow up with a particular property, and how consistent that is across local authorities. Another worry about inconsistency is the difference in the level of inspections between local authorities. So some local authorities can be really proactive and others may carry out very, very few inspections.
And just in relation to your call there for an NCT-style system to try and resolve those anomalies that you mentioned, we have heard before from the Department of Housing that it fears there could be unintended consequences to the market, and that obviously sparks a concern when so many people are looking for homes and we want more rental properties rather than fewer.
Yeah, so this is a delicate balance, and Threshold is really, really cognizant of the fact that you have to balance things like the standard of a property, the affordability of a property, it's the ability of landlords to maintain those properties, and overall supply. So all of these things are in a very, very delicate balance. You know, we're mindful of the debate, you know, in the last number of months about, you know, rent controls or rent regulation versus supply. So any approach needs to be cognizant of all of those issues. But what we have been looking for is a more of a consistent approach. The NCT is one approach where the landlords themselves provide a certificate of fitness following an inspection by, say, a professional or the local authority or even perhaps the RTB. But at the very least, if government don't go down that route, we do need a much more consistent approach than has been applied heretofore. And take, for example, the Housing Commission. There are clear recommendations there in relation to how you police and enforce those standards.
John Mark McCafferty, Chief Executive of Threshold, thank you very much for joining us.